place. Come on, we can do better than that. Let's give God some praise up in this place. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Amen. Anybody just glad to be here on today? Amen. Amongst the land of the living. Amen. Amen. Y'all sit on down. Rest yourself right quick. I'm not going to be up here long. I'm going to get in your way and out of your way. First, giving honor to God, who is the head of my life. I thank him so much for this wonderful opportunity that he has allowed me to have. Also, to the shepherd of this house, Pastor Pickens, I'm so grateful for him for giving me the opportunity to stand before his holy people to do nothing more than I love to do, and that is preach his holy, dignified word, the gospel of truth. Amen. Amen. I'm not going to be up here long. I'm going to get in your way and out your way. The book of Psalms. We're going to the book of Psalms. Amen. And if you ain't doing nothing after this, stick around for the 11 o'clock service too. Amen. Amen. We're going to have another good, powerful, fiery time. Amen. Amen. Psalms chapter 34. Right. Very familiar passage if you've been in church any length of time. Psalms 34, beginning at verse number 1. Amen. Just a couple of verses in your hearing. I'm going to take time to make sure everyone can get it. Those that are able to, if you're able to stand for a brief moment for the reading of God's word, I ask that you do so. If not, the Lord understands. Amen. Psalms 34, when you have it, say amen. Amen. If you need just a couple of more seconds, wave your hand at me. All right. We're going to wait. All right. Psalms 34 and 1, when you have it, say amen. Amen. And the Bible gives us this intelligence. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord, and the humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Amen. You all may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Amen. If I believe if anybody been in church any length of time, you have learned to just bless the Lord. Amen. You've learned to just praise the Lord, even in spite of. Amen. Amen. Look at somebody. Just tell them, neighbor, don't stop praising them. Don't stop praising them. That's what we're going to talk about today. Nothing fancy, but very important. Amen. 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 And Friday nights, Saturday afternoons, all the way up to Saturday nights, and Sunday afternoons, all the way through Sunday night. Ain't nothing like football. Amen? Amen. I don't know about you, but I know Texas go crazy over football. Amen? Especially Friday night high school football. You would think they making millions of dollars as big as we out there crazy and go and shouting and all this stuff here on Friday nights. Then Saturday afternoons, we all gather together as friends and family sometime and watch the college football. Amen? And then on Sundays, we sit down and watch the Cowboys whoop up on everybody. Amen? Amen. Huh? Oh, I ain't getting no amen off that one. But I say all that to say this, that we find a reason watching the football games to praise them, to shout for them and lift them up. Half of them, we don't even know. They don't know us or anything. But yet we find a reason, rather we're winning or losing, to still shout and show some type of emotion and reaction. And then we come to church. Now, here's what's crazy about this. The football, basketball, and all these things that the Lord has blessed people with these athletic abilities and skills, we sit down and we watch them and we shout for them and we root them on and cheer them on, but then we come to church. And we can't praise the very person that woke us up this morning. I don't understand that nowadays. We come to church and we just do cliche things and we just sit there and we act like God hasn't done anything for us. And a lot of times it is because it is situations that we're dealing with, which has allowed the weight of the world to be on our shoulders. And we feel like because it's so much weight on us, I really can't praise them. And that's the problem. We allow the weight to be on our shoulders. Now, don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong and have me sitting up here just making it seem like that every day is going to be Sunday. You're going to have some hell in your life sometimes if you're living for the Lord. But I want to urge you to understand that even in spite of everything you're going through, you still have a reason and a right to praise the Lord. Working in the school district, I have opportunities of meeting different people, both children and adults. And a lot of people I meet have been from Nigeria, Africa, and all this stuff. And I get so excited when I find out that's where they're from, because that's some place. That's one of the places on my bucket list I want to go. I want to go to the motherland and check it out and see what's up. And I sit there and I ask a couple of my friends that are Nigerians, and I ask, they tell me all this great things about Nigeria. I sit back and I say, man, tell me some good things. But he said, man, you can pick the fruit right off the trees and eat it. The fruit and vegetables look nothing like they do over in Nigeria, like they do over here. They look totally different. You can dip your hand right in the river and just drink straight from the river. The water is that clean and clear and all this stuff. They tell me all this good stuff. Watch this. They tell me all this good stuff about that country. And I ask them, you tell me all this good stuff about that country. Why are you over here? And he will say, it's the dictatorship. It's the politics. They running everything. There's no freedom to do things. And it's getting so bad, there's no freedom to even praise God. But yet, you're living in a country where that is your right to praise and serve whatever God you want to. All right. And what gets me is that people that serve Buddha, they lift him up in his own way. They praise him in his own way. And they all come together and do it. People that serve Muhammad. Oh, you yeah, now we ain't got to talk too much about that. You know they stick together. But when it comes to our living Savior, I don't understand why some people can't find a reason to praise God. Don't stop praising him with everything you got going on in life. And it may be the hardest thing you've ever dealt with, but you have a reason to praise the Lord. Listen to this. This is what we call in theology, we call a topic sermon. We're going to walk through this, and I'm going to sit on down. Just give me about 10 minutes. I'll let you know when to start counting, and then I'm going to sit on down after that. When you praise the Lord in the midst of your trials and tribulations, you have just told the enemy, though the Lord slay me, yet will I trust him. Yet will I follow. Yet will I believe in him. Devil, you can't throw too much. And you know what's crazy? I don't know if y'all know this. Can I give you a news flash? The devil can't do anything that God ain't allowed him to do. I'd be ready to be so mad at the devil. I had to learn. No, matter of fact, you're the wrong person I'm mad at. Excuse me. Lord, what did I do to deserve this? And you know what's so crazy? I begin sometimes to feel like Job. Wait a minute now. I was walking upright. I did everything. I'm surprised. Who told you to volunteer my name for the enemy to come down? Have you ever been there when you got to think and ask, Lord, who told you to volunteer my name? Now, don't get this twisted, because sometimes the Lord volunteers your name, and sometimes you volunteer your own name. And some things we go through and deal with, we got to sometimes sit back. Sometimes the enemy be sitting back and saying, Lord, they giving me too much credit. I didn't even do anything this time. You got to realize, understand, receive, and accept that some of the mess we're going through, we put our own selves in there, which means we have to go back and figure out where we went wrong at. Have y'all been driving? Y'all been driving and you start taking these turns and everything. I'll tell you one thing. I hope she ain't watching, but one thing I hate my lovely lady to do is tell me how to drive. We were driving yesterday, and I go this back way all the time. Now, I know where I'm going, so I take this little turn, and I know it's unnecessary. I take this little turn down the back way and end up on this one street. And she gonna tell me yesterday, you know, if you keep straight, you'll end up on the same street. It ain't your place to tell me where to drive. I'm driving over here. If you want to drive, you go down that street. I want to turn this way. But I say all that to say this, is that sometimes we decide to gear off track and take different turns and everything when God never wanted us to do that. But because he loves us so much, when you decide not to listen to him, he'll sit back and let you not listen to him. And then what will happen is you done got all on the wrong road somewhere, and then he'll sit back and just look at you. But the crazy part of it is right here. Watch this. This is the beauty side of that. I'm going to try not to get heavy because I got to preach this evening. I mean, this at 11. You know the beauty side of that? Listen to what I just said. God will sit back after he has told you multiple times. He will sit back and watch you take the wrong turns. He will sit back and watch you detour off track. He will sit back and watch you maneuver off of the place he actually trying to get you to. And then when you realize you're in the wrong place, he will still sit back and just look at you. But the beauty side of that is that he's still right there. He's right there watching you take all of these turns. And have you ever just imagined God would sit back and be like, oh, there go another turn he done took. I didn't tell him that. Okay, he got back on track. All right, here we go. All right, I didn't tell him to go that way. Okay, now he's really lost. Okay. All right. All right. Haven't said nothing yet. He should be calling me in 3, 2. Yeah. All right. Here we go. And that's exactly how God does us sometimes. God will sit back and let you make these silly decisions. And bad decisions. And sometimes he would do that. To bring you back to the fold. And that's one thing. I can say this. That's one thing that bothers me about God. He will sit back and allow me to do this stuff just to get my attention, to bring me. Lord, you could have talked to me in my dreams. To give you. You could have did something. There was a man, and we all know this, but I'm gonna say it anyway. There was a man that he had a shipwreck. He was out canoeing and all this stuff here, fishing and all this stuff, having a good time. Heavy winds and storms blew, and he wrecked the ship, wrecked his little canoe and everything. So he's out there at sea, and now he started crying out to the Lord, crying out, Lord, save me. Save me, Lord. I need your help. I'm waiting on it. I know you can. I've been good. I need you to come down and save me. About 20 minutes later, a boat flew by. Said, hey, my man, you all right? You need some help? He said, no, I'm waiting on the Lord to save me. Okay. He said, you sure? Yeah, God got me. I'm waiting on him to come down and save me. He said, all right. Boat just drove right on off. He cried out to the Lord again, Lord, save me. I need you. I'm out here. I'm by myself. I'm hungry. I need you, Lord. I know you're going to come and help me. Save me, Lord. 20 minutes later, another boat came by. Yo, you all right down there? Come on aboard. No, the Lord is coming soon. I know he is. I'm waiting on the Lord to save me. Are you sure? Yeah, I'm good. The Lord got me. All right. About an hour later, the man died from drowning. The man got up to heaven to be judged. At this particular time, St. Peter wasn't at the gate. It was Jesus waiting on him. He came to the gate. Jesus read off his stuff. He was able to enter into the gate. But the man said, Lord, before I go in, I got a question. I waited for you to save me. I waited for you to come down and save me. I waited for you. Why didn't you come and save me? Yeah. Lord said, fool, I sent you 2 boats. Yeah. Oh, because we're not paying attention and trusting in God. God shows up in many different shapes, forms, and fashions. Amen. He shows up in many different shapes, forms, and fashions, which gives us a reason to give God some praise. Just because God didn't come down at this time on his white horse or come down physically and show you, God puts people in our lives to help guide us and direct us, because God knows that sometimes we don't listen to him. We got to hear somebody else. As silly as that is, sometimes it's just what it is. When you're praising the Lord, you let the devil know that, hey, I understand what I'm going through, but God is still worthy to be praised. When the world, when the weight of the world is on your shoulders and you feel like you have no way out. Yeah. Do you not know that one of the ways out is praising and trusting in God? Do you not know that one of the ways out is believing and giving God praise? Because now you have confused the enemy. All this is going on and yet you still praising God. Job said, naked I came into this world. And naked I shall leave. The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. But blessed be the name of the Lord. Sometimes as hard as it is, you got to have a Job praise. Yes, you got to have a Job praise. Job lost everything. And as the Bible recorded, it was back to back to back to back. Yeah. It wasn't just one chapter. Then you go about three more chapters down the line. Then he lost something. You go about five more chapters. No, it was back to back to back to back. All right. Yes, sir. But blessed be the name of the Lord. And I'm not going to stand here and say that's easy, because it's not. It's not to pray. It's not easy to praise God in the midst, because at the end of the day, we are still fleshly. We are human. Yes, we are. And sometimes we even question God. Yes. And I remember growing up, I was told that you don't question God. You don't question God's will. But then as I searched through the scriptures, I asked my grandma, how you going to tell me not to question? You ain't told them. It's, yeah. It's a few people here that question God. I mean, it's a few people that hear that question. God, even Jesus said, if this cup shall pass from me, Jonah went the whole opposite direction. Yeah. How you know? So it's not questioning God. Sometimes you just got to cry, Lord, why? Yeah. Why? Yeah. I want to be able to praise you, God, but it's getting a little heavy up here. Yes, sir. And the Lord sit back sometime and say, well, I ain't going to give you too much. Yeah. I know what you can and cannot handle. But will you trust me? Will you praise me in the midst of your storm? Yeah. Have you ever been there? I don't know about you, but I have. I've been walked out of the building because I've got let go, and I'm up here singing, I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord until I die. I don't know about you, but I've sat at the house unemployed before, trying to figure it all out, but yet going to church every Wednesday, every Sunday, every Tuesday night, still trying to give God some praise. Lights never had been cut off. Food has still been in the house. I don't know how. I couldn't tell you, but I can tell you one thing. God continued to give me a reason and a right to praise him. Watch this. Oh, yeah. I'm almost out of here. Y'all can start it now. My praise cannot be just limited to when I'm happy. My praise cannot be limited to just when I'm happy. My praise has to be universal. My praise have to be when I'm happy, when I'm sad, when everything is going wrong, when everything is going good, when I got money in my pocket, when I got to borrow some money. My praises is not limited to when I'm happy. It is not, praise is not based off of my circumstances, but it's based off of my Christ. It's not based off of what God just has already done, but it's based off of what he's already done, what he's going to do, what he's doing for my family, what I see him do for my friends. Thank you, Lord. Hold on. You know what some of our problem is? Let me say this. Lord, I just got an email from Glory. We won't, when things are going good for us, Mom, things are going good, we want people to look at us and say, oh, God, that's beautiful. That's good. That's good. I'm happy for you. God bless you. You know, that's the line. God bless you. I'm happy for you. But when somebody else tell their good news, well, how did they get that car? He didn't have no money last time I checked. How did he do that? Now, he wasn't qualified for that job. I know that. He ain't got that.
Yeah.
Okay, and we get that fake smile and praise. Okay. God can't and won't continue to bless you if you can't be happy for somebody else. How you call yourself a disciple? How you call yourself saved? How you call yourself a Christian and you can't be happy for somebody else?
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
but yet you still want God to bless you with some. Come on now. Come on. That's not how that works. That's not how that works. My praise is based off of what Christ has already done, doing, will do, and doing in other people's lives. If I'm praying for a new car, I'm praying for a new car. I haven't got it. But Pastor Brown show up in a new car. Oh, Pastor Brown, take me for a ride. I'm happy for you. God bless you. Let's go. You got to show some praise even when other people are being blessed around you and you feel like you ain't being blessed. Because, see, we see the glory, but we ain't interested in the story. We see what God has done, but not interested in how God that man. What is, man? And some of us know some things people go through, and we still choose not to be happy for them. You just might not be saved. I don't know. You need to be delivered. Listen, you got to have an undignified praise. Yo, listen, let me tell you something. And then I'm going to sit on down after this. Your praise can't be cute. When you done really went through some stuff. Your praise can't, I'm telling you. Your praise can't be all cute when you done went through some stuff. Oh, no, I'm finna get ugly up in him. Excuse me, back up, because I know what God has done for me. I'm going to shout. I'm going to praise him, because you don't know what I've been through to get to where I am today. You know people be looking at you funny when you giving God some praise. Oh, my God. People be looking at you all upside your head. Man, I tell this, hey, this is a praise roll right here. Every week I might just get ugly because I know what God has done for me. I know what God is going to do for me. I know what God will do for me. You can't tell me how to praise him. Hold my mule, hold my glasses, hold my jacket, because I'm going to give some undignified praise up in this place, because God has been good to me. The Bible says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make a boast in the Lord. The Bible tells that the humble, the humble shall hear thereof and be glad. That's what I just got through saying. See, real saved people, we know how to be happy for other people. You want to know why? Because if God did it for you, he going to do it for me.
Amen.
If he did it for you, he going to do it for me too. If he go, that's why I love this one right here. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Hey. And let us exalt his name together. Oh, Lord. Oh, magnify the Lord. Just come with me. Let's praise God together. Why? Not just because of what he's done. It's because I got a right to praise him. I got a right to tell the Lord thank you. I got a right to give God some praise. I got a right to just love on God. I got a right to sit down and tell God how good he's been to me. I got a reason and a right to tell the world that you don't know my story. My worship is for real. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us all exalt his name together. Magnify the Lord with me. Let us all exalt his name together. Magnify the Lord with me. And let us all exalt his name together. Don't stop praising him. Come on, let's give God some praise up in this place. Amen. Come on now, the doors of the church are open on today. There may be one. There may be one today who do not know the Lord Jesus in the pardon of their sins. I want you all to know right now that Jesus is soon to come. Jesus is going to crack those clouds soon. May not be today. May not be this year. Maybe 10 or 15, 20 years.
But 1,000 years is like a drop in the bucket. And if your soul is not right, if you got a question, if you're going to heaven or hell, you need to be at the altar. Or maybe you saved and maybe you just today realized that you got a reason to praise him with everything you're going through. You got a reason to praise him. I want you to come down to this altar. I want to pray with you. I want God to do some things in your life. So right now, the doors of the church are open. You don't know my story or the things that I've been through. You can't feel my pain or what I had to go through to get here. You'll never understand my praise. So don't try to figure it out, because my worship is for real. Can I say that part again? They say, you don't know my story, nor the things that I've been through. You can't feel my pain or what I had to go through to get here. You'll never understand my praise. So don't try to figure it out, because my worship is for real. Because I've been through too much not to worship him. I've been through too much not to worship him. I've gone through some stuff not to worship him. Because my worship is for real. Come on, let's give God some praise up in this place. Amen. Amen. Back into the hands of our presiding pastor. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Let's give another hand clap of praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. We're gonna give Reverend Hattie just a moment to catch his breath. Amen. But as I listen to him, amen, you know that that's something that to be said about what he said this morning. Amen. So we're turning into what norm into something we call normal. You know what's normal? It's praising the Lord.
Amen.
Shouting. See, we say if I sit and I'm dignify myself, then I'm honoring the Lord.
Yeah.
But I remember a man named David.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
a man after God's own heart.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Danced till he was naked.
Yeah, yeah,
amen.
Yeah.
And when somebody objected to his dance,
yeah,
God says, because of what you said of my servant, you will not have a child all of your life.
Yeah.
That was David's wife, Michael. Because she said, you put yourself out there,
yeah,
before all those people, acting like that on this day. Let them see you unclosed.
Yeah.
God said, don't speak to my servant like that.
Yeah.
Because my servant was doing one thing,
yeah,
praising me.
Praising.
But what we call praise is a wink of an eye or a move of a hand. But see, praising him, you know, if you're uncontrollable when you praise him, that's all right.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
People say, I don't want to be people to think of me being a fanatic for the Lord. Because every person you want to run into, you ask them, do you know Jesus?
Yeah.
You become a fanatic.
Yeah.
People scared of that because of what people may think of them. You know, I'm more scared of what God might think of me than what people might think of me.
Yeah.
I'm not concerned about man. See, he said, don't be concerned about the one that can just kill just the body.
Yeah.
Be concerned about the one that can kill body and soul.
Yeah.
See, that one I fear. I fear him that's able to do something with the whole thing.
Yeah.
Man, I'm not concerned about.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. So, I mean, I'm saying to you this morning, if you feel like just praising him, you know, amen. I can't give you full control, but I tell you, I served in a church where we didn't mind just running around praising,
amen,
the Lord.
Yeah,
you know, we didn't mind getting up and just giving him thanks at any time. Because when we heard the truth, our spirit resonated with that truth. And some about that just wouldn't let me hold my peace.
Yeah.
See, it's like when Elizabeth and Mary met. It said that the baby leaped in the womb.
Yeah.
That's something about when spirit like spirit come together. Amen. I tell you, I don't know about you. It's hard to just sit and just be quiet.
Yeah.
Amen. I don't know about you. But me, I just like to praise him. Amen.
Amen.
Because he's worthy. He's worthy to be magnified. He's worthy to receive all honor and glory. Amen.
Yeah.
See, what he done, nobody else can do. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And I can't just say it was a little thing he done.
Yeah.
Amen. Because Jesus is coming back.
Yeah.
He's coming back for those that are his. Amen. He's not coming back. There's no way you're going to get in saying, I look like him. You're not going to get in because I dress like him.
Yeah.
You're not going to get in because you say I talk like him.
Yeah.
But he's coming back for those that are his. And he know those that are his. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. So hopefully brother had his time, Reverend had his time to catch his breath. Amen. We're going to let him come up and close out in his own fashion. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Come on, one more time. Let's give God some praise up in this place. Amen, amen, amen. Thank God again for this wonderful opportunity. You know what's crazy? My sermon changed literally right before sermon, maybe about a minute or something. I had just told Mom, I had walked in and I spoke and something hit me. I said, Mom, I'll be right back. I got to go to the back right quick. Something just hit me. So I got to write this down. So Lord would do that right there in the midst of it. Amen. Amen. But those that are able to, why don't you come on back to the 11 o'clock service? We're going to have another good Holy Ghost filled time. Choir will be hearing everybody. We're going to have a great time in the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Those that are able, why don't you stand to your feet? Let's get on up out of here. Amen.
Amen.
No, you don't.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just let them know that we're going to announce before you close.
Okay, we're going to have announcements. They're going to be played on the screen, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so those that are able, want you to direct your attention. We got two screens, and they're going to play the announcements before we close.
Amen.
Thank you for listening to a recent sermon from Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church. We pray that you have been blessed by the preaching of God's Word. Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church is located at 16813 Huffsmith Corville Road, Houston, Texas, 77070. Our Sunday worship services are held at 8 o'clock a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m., with Wednesday night Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m. Please come out and join us for worship, study, and fellowship, where our motto is, "We are the branch, but He is the vine."